Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
After another family member found dead in a home. I'm Ralph Fox.
An animal rescue group in Northern Virginia is shut down for mistreatment and cruelty. I'm Sandy Kozell.
Prince George's County Police helping young students learn how to run a business. I'm Matt Koufax.
DC United squeaks by Inter Miami 2-1. It's 4 a.m.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The U.S. military says that a Chinese Navy ship maneuvered in an unsafe manner near an American destroyer over the Taiwan Strait. U.S. Indo-Pacific Command says it came within 150 yards of the American destroyer. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin spoke during his trip to Singapore and India in the overnight hours.
I voiced my concern about the irresponsible behavior we've seen with the close intercepts and the coercive behavior that we see in the waterways, and so that continues.
It is the second close encounter between American and Chinese military assets in less than 10 days, following one of Beijing's fighter jets near a U.S. surveillance plane last week. Search and recovery efforts in India, where a three-train collision causes the country's deadliest rail accident in decades. So far, at least 288 people have been killed. Correspondent Raby Innocencio.
This surge of dazed and bleeding victims overwhelming small local hospitals not used to a quick influx of high-trauma patients. As dawn broke, search and rescue teams ramped up their efforts with sniffer dogs and cutting equipment to find and free the living and the dead still trapped in the mangled wreckage. May the dead rest in peace, said India's railway minister, who vowed to find the root of the cause.
The Atlantic hurricane season is underway, and experts say communication is key.
Hurricane Ian was blamed for more than 150 deaths last year, most of them due to drowning. The forecasts for storm surge were accurate, but former FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate says, borrowing a line from a 60s movie, what we have here is a failure to communicate.
We should be telling people you evacuate so you don't drown versus you evacuate from storm surge, because too many people think storm surge is like some version of a high tide.
But it's not. Storm surge is the wall of water you don't want to see coming at you. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Senator Joni Ernst hosted a roast and ride event in Des Moines, Iowa with some 2024 Republican presidential candidates. Former Vice President Pence was there and is set to announce his plan to run this week.
The radical left has been assaulting our values and assaulting our families almost as never before. But the great thing I've seen traveling across this country is that the American people, are on to them.
He and Chris Christie plan to make announcements in the coming days. So far, non-Republicans have said that they are running. Another backup in the Suez Canal. Egypt says it's deployed three tugboats to tow an oil tanker that suffered an engine failure in the canal. The vessel was heading from Russia to China. Less than 2 weeks ago, tugboats managed to move a bulk carrier in that area. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
4:03 a.m. Sunday, June 4, 2023. It's 59 degrees, sunshine later today, highs near 80. Good morning, I'm Rich Hunter. The top local stories we're following this hour. A mother and daughter are under arrest after the grandmother was found dead in their home in Landover.
Prince George's County Police say 44-year-old Candace Craig killed her mother May 23rd and then had her daughter, 19-year-old Talia Hardy, help dispose of the remains. Authorities were called to a home on Hill Road just off Central Avenue this Friday afternoon for a welfare check and found the body of 71-year-old Margaret Craig decomposing in the basement. Candace Craig stands charged with first and second degree murder. Celia Hardy charged with accessory after the fact. Both in the custody of the Department of Corrections. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
2 years ago, an independent report raised concerns about institutional racism and sexism at the Virginia Military Institute. The school hired Jamaica Love a month later as chief diversity officer to address the issue. Now we learn that, as of this week, she has resigned her post. Her hire was considered part of recent efforts toward diversity, equity, and inclusion at the school, but conservative alumni have criticized the school's position. She was the only black woman to report to VMI Superintendent Cedric Wims, who who is also the first African-American in that position. It's 405. Luck of the Irish Animal Rescue in Loudoun County is out of luck and out of business.
That animal rescue in Round Hill was dissolved in April after an initial hearing into the mistreatment of scores of dogs, cats, rabbits, and other domestic animals who were found in what Loudoun County Animal Services described as deplorable conditions. A months-long investigation has now resulted in more than a dozen criminal charges against 50-year-old Nicole Metz, 51-year-old Kimberly Hall, and 22-year-old Alex Hall. Investigators say they knowingly kept the animals in filthy conditions and allowed their health to suffer while continuing to acquire more animals. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
The D.C. Attorney General says there's a settlement with one opioid addiction treatment maker over a 2016 lawsuit. The multi-state suit accused Reckitt Benckiser Pharmaceuticals, now known as Indivior, of conspiring to use shady tactics to keep the price of the drug Suboxone artificially high. The company was accused of working with Monosol RX to switch Suboxone from a tablet to a film in order to delay the drug from entering the generic market, thus keeping the price of the drug high. Suboxone is prescribed to people who are trying to break free of opioid addiction. D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab announced Friday that the district would be getting $2.3 million as a result of the settlement. The TV show Shark Tank has been a springboard for many entrepreneurs. Students in Prince George's County got a chance to pitch their business ideas to a Shark Tank panel of judges Friday at a police-sponsored youth event.
Prince George's County Police Corporal Nayshawn Taylor says she's a business owner herself, which is what inspired her to become the director of the department's Young Entrepreneurs Program.
I decided that it would be a great idea to have young people learn how to create and develop their own businesses.
She says giving youth a business roadmap for life means the future can be in good hands. Just ask fourth grader Paxton Bowden.
So I was telling my judges about my business called Meat Free on the Go.
Paxton gave his presentation to the Sharks, who were other county business owners.
Everybody's here. I'm getting recorded and I get to have my business like shout it out.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
Montgomery County health officials are urging caution after a confirmed case of measles in the county. The infected person was at the Cabin John Ice Rink in Bethesda on the evening of May 24th and in an office building on Frederick Road in Gaithersburg during the day on May 30th. If you were born before 1957, have had two measles vaccinations, officials say you should be immune. People who are at those two locations at those times should keep an eye out for symptoms, which include a rash, high fever, runny nose, and red watery eyes. Pregnant women, infants less than 1 year old, and those who are immune compromised are most susceptible to complications from measles. If you think you or your child has been exposed and could be at risk, contact your health care provider or Montgomery County Health. The last confirmed measles cases in Maryland were in 2019. Coming up after traffic weather, which brands do Americans trust the most? The details just ahead in business, where it is now 4:08.
Get a precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Carlos Ramirez in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Sounds good to me. If you're headed northbound on I-95, they are looking for an accident scene soon after Lorton Road. I don't see anything in the cameras as of this very moment, but proceed with caution. Northbound 95 after Lorton Road is right about where they're looking for that crash. Southbound side of 395, that accident scene is just after Glebe Road. On your approach towards King Street, looks like the left side of the roadway is blocked, at least two left lanes. Minimal delays, just stay to the right. Inner loop of the Beltway looks awesome towards the American Legion Bridge, no issues that way. In Maryland, I-95 and the BW Parkway looking good, no issues on the ICC. I-270 from Frederick all the way down towards the Beltway looking great as well, no issues northbound that I can see. And if you're headed on the outer loop, headed towards Virginia, a little bit of a delay starting to build, headed towards 193. As I click through some cameras to see exactly what this might be, I'm only seeing the delays as of this very moment. But if you see an accident scene, a work zone that might be slowing you down on the outer loop, let us know. Check your WTOP app, send us a voice message, or give us a call at 1-866-304-WTOP. As I click over towards 193, it looks like there's not really much of a delay. If you're headed on 295 towards the 11th Street Bridge, all up to speed. And if you're headed towards Virginia on 395, the work zone lets by a single lane of traffic. Don't sell your used car to a stranger. Be safe and go to FitsBuysCars.com. Get the most money for your car in a safe new car showroom. Go to FitzBuysCars.com. That's the Fitz way. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Cloudy skies outside this morning will give way to lots of sunshine later on today. Temperatures are in the 50s as you're heading out this morning. And we're looking at highs peaking in the 70s across the region. A weak cold front pushed through yesterday, so that's why we have the nice weather outside. Low humidity, sunshine, and 70s is just the perfect ingredients to get outside and enjoy. Temperatures hover on either side of 80 degrees all week long, and we're looking at nothing but dry conditions through the week ahead as well. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now it is 61 in Reston, 61 in Bethesda, 16 Woodbridge, and 59 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence, decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Gina Cervetti.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. What are America's most trusted brands? Amy He is a team leader at Morning Consult, which just issued its 2023 rankings.
We like to say that trust is sticky. It's something that is hard to earn, but once you have it, it's pretty resilient.
And sticky is something that this year's repeat winner knows something about.
Band-Aid is actually the most trusted brand in the U.S. for 2 years in a row.
UPS ranked as the nation's second most trusted brand, followed by Amazon in third.
It does do a lot of things right in terms of building trust, such as keeping products in stock and offering robust reviews. But our research does find that trust in the retailer has slipped over the last few years, likely given persistent headlines about labor disputes.
Lysol and Kleenex rounded out the top five, and the Weather Channel made Morning Consult's top 10.
It's such an intimate part of our day, checking the weather first thing in the morning, that there is a reason why the Weather Channel would rank on a list like the most trusted brands.
From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Gina Cervetti on WTOP.
Coming up on WTOP, even with the cost for travel expected to continue to rise in the coming months, a recent poll showed that 7 out of 10 Americans are traveling this summer despite the costs. Matt Schultz, chief credit analyst at LendingTree.com, joins us to break down all the numbers next. It is 412.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's 4:13.
Damage from wildfires is devastating and traumatic. After wildfires, dishonest contractors show up hoping to make a quick buck from your insurance claim. They'll promise anything if they can get you to sign a contract, collect your payment in advance, and ultimately do no work at all. Avoid being the victim of contractor fraud. Get estimates from at least 3 contractors. Check references, and remember, if you didn't request it, reject it.
To report fraud, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. This is a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Joey from Vermont, a farmer trying to get through the winter. Adriana from South Carolina, a single mother living paycheck to paycheck. Liam from Ohio, an injured father struggling to provide for his family. Hi, I'm Shanola Hampton, and I support the Feeding America Network of Food Banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Coming up,
Nats bats go chilly in a loss to the Phillies. I'm Frank Hanrahan.
Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders! Thank you, first responders!
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It's 4:15. I'm Rich Hunter. Thanks for being with us. Almost 7 out of 10 Americans plan to travel this summer, even though it's pretty darned expensive. One tip for saving some cash, buy your tickets on Tuesday. They tend to be a little cheaper. Matt Schultz, a chief credit analyst at LendingTree.com, tells WTOP's Dimitri Sotis about the results of a new survey from Value Penguin and LendingTree that shows people are trying to save where they can, but they're so anxious to travel that they're willing to pay.
It is definitely easy to spend a lot, but the good news is that there are things that you can do all the way from when you book to what time and day your flights are, to using credit card rewards and other things like that. The good news is that there are things you can do to save a little money. The bad news is that you're starting off from a pretty expensive place.
Yeah, and that's largely inflation, right?
Yeah, it's certainly inflation, but it's also, some of it's just a function of high demand, because we're all still in a little bit of making up for lost time periods in the wake of the pandemic. So many people want to get out this summer and do something special and interesting, and that is driving up costs for everybody.
What about booking on would it be the middle of the week, avoiding the weekends in terms of trying to save a little money on tickets?
About 27% said that they try to find savings by booking flights at inconvenient times or days. And I actually do this a lot myself. I tend to, when in doubt, try and take the first flight of the day. It can be really early. It can make for some painful wake-up calls, but it can end up sometimes being a little bit cheaper in my experience. And also, the plane is probably already at the airport, so you're at the mercy a little less of connecting flights and that sort of thing.
I was surprised to read here that while many people search high and low for the best prices, it's so easy to do online. In the end, not everybody thinks that bargain hunting is worth it.
Yeah, it was interesting. We found a quarter of the folks say that they never shop on, you know, these kind of travel comparison sort of sites. And for a lot of those folks, about a third of them, they say that they just think that the deals aren't that worth it. I can understand why they would think that, but ultimately, one of the oldest pieces of advice for looking for any type of purchase is to shop around. And the truth is that shopping around a little bit extra never hurts, even if it takes a little more time, because there is some peace of mind that comes along with having turned over every stone to make sure you have the best deal.
That's Matt Schultz, chief credit analyst at LendingTree.com on Skype. Read more about saving on your trip at WTOP.com. Search travel. A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. A week after the debt ceiling agreement was reached, President Biden signs it into law, which is 2 days before a potential federal default. Maryland's governor joins 8 of his colleagues around the country calling for textbook makers to hold the line against censorship. Over 280 people are dead, more than 1,000 injured after the collision and derailment of 3 trains in Northeast India. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead, where it is now 4:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Carlos Ramirez in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Rich. Just hearing this one over the scanner and just found it in camera. The inner loop of the Beltway in Maryland after I-95, soon after Route 1. The far right-hand side of the roadway is partially blocked with an accident scene. Hearing that, it might actually be involving a vehicle fire as well. So, if you're headed on the inner loop, past Route 1, stay over to the left. If you're headed inside the Beltway, 50 looks great. No issues on New York Avenue and the Southeast-Southwest Freeway. A little slow headed towards Virginia because of that work zone, only letting by a single lane. after the Case Bridge. 295 looks good in either direction. Not seeing any delays there both ways. Inner loop headed into Virginia from Maryland looks up to speed and no issues on 66. 395 southbound after Glebe Road still dealing with that crash, blocking two lanes on the left. Stay to the right. And northbound 95, they're dealing with a crash soon after the Lorton Road exit. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Cloudy skies to start your Sunday this morning. Temperatures a little bit on the chilly side. We got 50s as you're heading outside this morning. Reason why it's a little chilly, we had a weak front that pushed through yesterday. It's why some areas along I-81 picked up a little bit of rain yesterday as well. Now, while the dry weather is welcomed, especially this time of year, we do need rain. We're about 6 inches below where we should be this time of year. And unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, we have no rain in the forecast for the week ahead. Your Sunday is looking pretty spectacular. We have highs in the 70s with low dew points and a northeast wind around 10 to 15 miles an hour. And the pleasant weather stays with us all week long. Temperatures moderate a little bit to the low 80s for your Monday. We're back into the 70s by Tuesday, and we're looking at nothing but sunshine for the week ahead. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now it's 61 in Roslyn, 61 downtown at Farragut Square, 61 in Laurel, and it is cloudy and 59 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by New Look Home Design. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials and labor. Coming up on WTOP,
more Yellow Line service on Metro. This is Kyle Cooper.
It is 421.
Diamonds Direct takes our most popular offer ever up to the next level. Now, for a limited time, you can make any purchase and take advantage of special financing for up to 5 years. Or get $5,000 off. Get the lowest possible monthly payment or get a generous cash credit. It's all about giving you more. Design the ring of your dreams with our most flexible finance options and best savings ever offered. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Get details and more at DiamondsDirect.com. Approved credit.
Every 36 seconds, a vehicle is stolen in the United States. Cars are an important investment, and you have the power to protect it. Remove valuables from your car or place out of view. Roll up your windows completely. Don't leave your car running while unattended, especially during the winter. And always lock your doors and take your keys or fob with you. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB.
This is a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Alexa, Google Home, your smart speaker is our best friend. And yours, too, for staying in the know.
WTOP News on your smart speaker or in your pocket with the free WTOP app.
Or online at WTOP.com. Everything you need every time you listen.
Hey there, it's Luke Garrett from WTOP's DMV Download Podcast, where we get up close and personal to the biggest ideas and names facing our region. On the latest episode, we cover the ongoing battle over concealed carry permits in Maryland, why the number of people approved to carry guns in public has more than tripled in the last year, and how you can keep your family safe from the growing threat of gun violence. Hear it all on the latest episode of WTOP's DMV Download Podcast. We'll see you there.
This is WTOP News.
It's 4:23. You've probably received a Venmo from a friend recently for drinks or dinner. Now, a new warning urges you not to keep your money in that same account.
Instead, immediately transfer any money in your account to your checking or savings. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says funds sitting in apps like Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App may not be safe from a financial collapse because they're not insured. The warning comes in the wake of the Silicon Valley and two other bank collapses. The money is much safer in a bank account because the FDIC insures up to $250,000 there. An industry group representing PayPal and Cash App argues that their platforms are completely safe. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
Starting today, Metro is expanding service on the Yellow Line after extensive construction.
Trains will arrive every 8 minutes, open to close. Metro says Yellow Line customers will enjoy less crowded trains and shorter waits, an average of 4 minutes, where Yellow and Green Line trains serve the downtown core between La Font Plaza and Mount Vernon Square. This comes after an 8-month project to rehab the Yellow Line bridge and tunnel. Ridership has rebounded on the Yellow Line about 20% since completion of the project. Metro says this is part of an overall rebound of people taking the train. Metro will soon have 70% more trains in service during peak periods compared to last year. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
There's been some political backlash in Virginia following the announcement from Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin that he would deploy 100 National Guard troops to Texas for a month at a cost of $3 million.
it's really disappointing.
Virginia Democratic State Senator Scott Serville says he's working with leaders in his party to explore whether it's legal for Governor Youngkin to use the National Guard for this purpose.
We'll definitely be looking into his legal authority to make this decision.
Youngkin has said specifically that he wants to help Texas deal with an increase of fentanyl coming across the border, saying that impacts every state in the country, though many Democrats claim Youngkin is thinking more about his political future and a possible run for president.
That's the only reason this is happening, and our taxpayer resources shouldn't be part of Youngkin for president. I can think of much better ways to spend $3 million a month.
Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
And at 425, here's Frank Hanran.
It was a good night for D.C. United visiting Inter Miami. Got goals from Pines and Benteke. D.C. 2-1 victory at Inter Miami. NWSL. Washington Spirit got a goal from Trinity Rodman. Spirit and Racing Louisville end in a 1-1 draw at Audi Field. WNBA. Mystics tough loss to previously winless Minnesota 80-78. Mystics now 3-3 on this young season. Nationals, they cannot get by the Phillies. They lose 4-2. Philadelphia snaps a 5-game losing skid. Rubber match of the series on Sunday afternoon back at Nationals Park. Now, tough news for the Nats on Saturday. Washington Post reporting that the team has completely shut down former World Series MVP pitcher Steven Strasburg as they reportedly fear his nerve damage could keep him from pitching ever again. Strasburg has not appeared in a game in almost a year, signed a huge 7-year, $245 million contract after winning the World Series MVP in 2019. French Open, Francis Tiafoe falls in four sets to Alexander Zverev. Coco Gauff advances on the women's side, 3-set win into the round of 16. I'm Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Coming up after traffic and weather, President Biden signs the bill to raise the nation's debt limit. The details in the minutes ahead, where it is now 4:27.
Those headaches and stomach aches your child gets may be migraine. 10% of children and 28% of adolescents have migraine disease. Migraine at school can help. Learn more at migraineatschool.org. As a parent, I know how migraine impacts my daughter's ability.